When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Find out and get your tang on, Ohio.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show on the CBS Audio Network, and I welcome my longtime colleague and informant, the podcaster, Devin Nunes. He is also, in his day job, 22 California, representing the San Joaquin Valley. But it's the podcast I'm keen on because Devin has found it very convenient to make statements directly to his constituents in 22 California and to his admirers across the country and people who are not admiring, but looking for talking points. Devin's podcast is always fresh. Sometimes he's in a eatery in and around the San Joaquin Valley and interviewing celebrities or people who know about climate or the agricultural base of the San Joaquin Valley. Other times, he's observing the passing scene. This week, the passing scene includes the reopening of Disneyland, along with Legoland, along with Six Flags of Adventure. In other words, California is opening again. But Devin observes, with this reopening, we must take into account that certain parts of our popular culture, that would be Disney characters, cartoon characters, Dr. Seuss, have been trimmed by the followers of what is called woke. Devin, a very good evening to you. Woke comes to California. How's it look for the theme parks? Are they going to survive? Good evening to you, Devin.
Hey, John, thanks a lot. And really what's happening now is Newsom realizes now that he's going to be recalled. There will be a vote. This week he decided to attack me, of all people. I have no idea why. I'm the only Republican he decided, which I had nothing to do with the start of this recall. But I'm glad that he's using my name, getting my name out there. And it was such a, I'm sure it's quite a nice positive way. I mean, sarcastic. But the bottom line is I continue to call out the absurdity, where they only want to use science when the science fits their mode and method of having power in the state of California. I think they do. They have stepped on something here and slowed them down a little bit, canceling Dr. Seuss, who, by the way, was a leftist of all things. I've never thought that Dr. Seuss, which I have three young kids, I've read them Dr. Seuss. They have all the Dr. Seuss books. Never did I ever think there was anything that was even the least bit would be offensive to anybody, not only in the United States, but around the globe. They're just little funny characters that aren't even based off, most of the time, off of even real animals. So why they did that, I have no idea. Disney's already been open in Florida for a long time. It's been crushing to Orange County. I know, talking to the members of Congress from there, that the economy is really hurting there to kind of that middle to low income group, because so many people are relying on tourism in Orange County surrounding Disneyland. So those things will start to slowly open. I don't think that the problem is that a Disney company, they're all woke and left wingers. The head of Disney, all left wingers. They have very few Republicans. And so just like the big tech companies, just like all the big corporations, it's all about packing your board with every color and alphabet letter of every person, except if you're a Republican. So very few big corporations are going to have Republicans on the board. Disney's going to be even farther left. They give millions of dollars to left-wing organizations. And look, they don't care. They just up their price from $6.99 a month to $7.99 a month for Disney Plus. And they can continue all their wokeism all they want. They're going to continue to gouge their customers, and young kids in the future may not know who Dr. Seuss or that there was a Mickey and Minnie Mouse. I don't know where this ends, John, but I think ultimately once people realize the fake news is fake news and we grow over that 47% of America that basically lives outside of the big cities, they're not buying anything. All the major networks are telling them, or all what the Hollywood elites are telling them. They may watch some of the movies that they like. The question is how long can they suppress? Can they get the 47% down, or can the 47% grow above 50? We'll find out in 2022 whether or not that's going to happen or not with the midterm elections.
The people of California, you know them very well. They're your constituents. They work all around you and your colleagues. The people of California are in charge of the recall petition. I believe there is said to be a very strong indication that the petition has a satisfactory number of signatures. They will be challenged, but satisfactory. We go to a recall vote. Devin, you've commented in the news why this petition is successful. What has Gavin Newsom done since the pandemic to cause himself to be at this risk from the people who voted him in? Why are they suddenly turning on him?
Well, largely because Newsom is an apparatchik, much like Kamala Harris. They've never really had to deal with people. They've never really had to run for office. They've never had a serious race where they have to go out and hold a debate amongst somebody. They always had all the money, all the support from the system. So they pledge allegiance to the environmental radical groups, the billionaire tech oligarch groups, the other billionaires globally that fund all of the nonprofits, the public employee unions. All they have to do is pay homage to that. Then it's kind of an inside baseball game of who knows what, and you just kind of work your way up. And as we were talking, a lot of this is about who looks good, who can be programmed. So, Gavin Newsom is a handsome man, telegenic guy, just like Kamala Harris, beautiful woman. These are all things that the left looks for in people who they're going to prop up. The problem is, though, when there are issues that have to be dealt with and you have to actually govern and things aren't going in the right direction, you begin to make mistake after mistake. So Newsom loved being in Sacramento Mansion, Napa Valley Winery, all the woke people in San Francisco. As long as you're in the commanding heights of San Francisco up high, you're not dealing with all the drugs and the feces and the homeless that are walking around. So you're kind of above it all. You can go to the French Laundry. You don't have to wear your mask, drink $1,000 bottles of wine. This is what he was doing. And I've told you many times on the show, for a Republican, it would be fatal because the media would be nonstop and it would be just continue to be put on the front of every newspaper, on every website, and on every local and national media outlet. And the question would not be, when is the bad Republican that wasn't wearing his mask at French Laundry and ate with lobbyists and drank $25,000 worth of wine, what is he doing? How could he possibly do this? When is he going to resign? That would be the question. Newsom had the luxury of that never happening. I'm not sure what has transpired over the course of last year. My speculation is that the Obama team Obama, want Cuomo and Newsom off the playing field. Newsom ignored the problems, the underlying problems in California that allowed Republicans and independents to say, look, we're going to have to recall this guy because he's going to the French Laundry. It's that 47%, John, which in California it's actually more like 37%. But he had no problem putting his foot on the necks of the 37% who didn't vote for him. And those 37% said, wait, we know you went to the French Laundry. We know you were drinking $1,000 bottles of wine. We know that you let Lake Tahoe and all these other places open where your buddies are. We know that you were afraid of the mayor of San Diego, so that beach got to open while the Orange County beaches were closed. So the 37% said, sorry, we're going to recall you. He ignored it. It got worse and worse and worse. And now I think the kill shot has been ordered on Cuomo and Newsom. The knives are out. The media suddenly has found their voice. They're suddenly doing investigations of both Cuomo and Newsom. And my guess is that Newsom's in a lot of trouble, and the key will be, will a prominent Democrat put their name on the ballot? And we'll see if that – but my guess is that's coming.
The California Democratic Party is not a regional story. It's a national story. Gavin Newsom, we've explicated, but – your previous attorney general, Mr. Becerra, goes to Washington. The previous junior senator is now the vice president of the United States in charge of the border, according to Mr. Biden. Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi are very powerful figures in the Senate and the House. Can we expect that Gavin Newsom is a major national figure, or does this recall dim his prospects. How do you measure him now, Devin? Because Andrew Cuomo is in trouble here in New York, but I can't judge California. You know, a couple of mistakes doesn't seem to stop a California politician.
Well, I believe that Newsom made someone mad. I think he ignored the 37% that in California where he was governing horribly.
Right.
But I also think there were people angling. I think this is Cuomo's problem. I think Newsom was also angling that he could be president of the United States. Cuomo could be president of the United States. And that doesn't sit well with the Obama team. So I think what they're doing is they're proactively taking these people off the field. It's the only reason why. There's no other explanation as to how the mainstream media ignored the nursing home crisis that was occurring in New York.
And
the
Gavin
same thing happened here.
Gavin Newsom can easily win the recall vote. The machinery there works. Is he damaged if he wins
but
the recall vote?
But my point is, John, maybe I'm not making this point. The socialist left, they've ordered the kill shot on Newsom.
Okay.
They want Newsom gone.
Okay.
There's no other explanation as to why the mainstream media would be paying attention to this. Why not just continue to ignore it?
I don't have an answer.
That's what they've done for a year. They've ignored all the hypocrisy that's been going on here. It's not just the French Laundry. It's the most notable incident.
Right.
But you have the Disneylands, the some places, but, you know, Napa being open, while throughout the San Joaquin Valley, which is a rural area, being
his
closed.
His children at private school while he's talking about being a Zoom parent. All these mistakes that he makes routinely, and they're featuring them now. They're not covering them up. Is that what you're watching?
Exactly. And so somebody's let out the media. The media's known about this, but the media who's run by the socialist left in this country, the knives are out for Newsom. And I don't know why, but I have to imagine it has to do with bigger politics. They think that they must think he's expendable and needs to be put down.
Let's go to bigger politics. Comment on the national scene. The president of the United States, a press conference, remarks about his future and about the border crisis. Gavin Newsom is the governor of California, but the whole of the border is right now under extreme stress. Speaking with Devin Nunes, Congressman Devin Nunes, podcaster Devin Nunes, also Congressman Devin Nunes. I'm going to call on the congressman when we come back. I'm John Batchelor on the CBS Audio Network.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.